This episode is brought to you by Amazon Prime. This year, Prime members are getting holiday deals before anyone else. On October 11th and 12th, if you're a Prime member, you'll get access to the Prime Early Access Sale, which makes you kind of a big deal. You can get all your holiday shopping done extra early, or, you know, buy a little something for yourself. Shop the Prime Early Access Sale on October 11th and 12th at amazon.com/early access.
Slide over, babe. You've got some company.
This is The Rich Eisen Show, live from The Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Colts have it. Interception.
Allen.
McCarthy. Incomplete. Touchdown, Detroit Lions. Jamal Williams.
A third pump will draw a flag no matter what.
The Rich Eisen Show. Today's guests. Two-time Super Bowl champion Chris Long. NFL Network insider Tom Pelissero. Plus your phone calls, latest news, and more. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number two of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. So much happening on this day. My gosh, not just the aftermath of the Week 3 Sunday, but getting ready for Monday Night Football between the Cowboys and the Giants. I will be hosting Westwood One's coverage of such on Monday Night Football. Pre and halftime of that game that you can also watch on ESPN and ESPN2. I guess the Manning cast is on tonight. Cooper Rush and Daniel Jones, we spoke with them last week. We'll replay some of those interviews tonight on Westwood One. So much fun stuff going on in Brooklyn, New York, where the Nets are meeting with the media after getting the band back together when the band looked like they were breaking up like the Beatles in the late 60s. And they're back. And some fascinating things being said into microphones. And we'll do our best to turn that around and get that to you before the end of the show here on this very busy Monday on the Roku channel, as well as Sirius XM, Sirius Channel 218 and XM Channel 202. We're on the terrestrial radio network coast to coast that is powered by Cumulus, as well as our Cumulus podcast network. And you can get our podcast and anything that you may miss. We're here on Odyssey. And then, of course, once this show is over, we are airing once again on the Roku channel, Channel 210. There's our YouTube page is a nice backstop as well. YouTube.com/Rich Eisen Show. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. Tom Pelissero will join us in hour number three to break down all the injury news. Boy, did the Chargers leave their loss to the Jaguars, banged up and battered. Chris Brockman is refreshing to find out what's going on with Mac Jones every single second as the Ravens went in and took that game from New England. Looked like the Patriots might pull that one out. And then the Ravens pushed the pedal to the metal. And then Calais Campbell put Mac Jones on the turf. And he got seriously hurt, it appears. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. But thrilled to tell you that last week's appearance went so well with Chris Long. And I reached out to him and said, how about every single Monday? And he said, yes. So this is now a regular segment with the highly popular host of the highly popular Green Light podcast. Back here on the Rich Eisen Show is two-time Super Bowl champion and friend of the program, Chris Long. How you doing, Chris?
Happy to be a friend of the program, man. Psyched.
Me too, very much so. I'll start this conversation as I did last week. What do you take away as the headline of week number three, Chris Long?
Oh, man, that Buffalo-Miami game was like a playoff game. Didn't it feel, I mean, it felt like incredibly intense, and it felt like, you know, the narratives that we're going to form based off of this game are going to be big. You got to tip your cap to Miami and the defense, man. You know, it was Tua's turn last week to win the game, that offense, but that offense this week only had to score really about 14 points. I mean, they got a short field on the Holland turnover there, backed up the Bills, you know, scrambling to protect Josh Allen as the play clock runs out. It's so damn loud there. And they spot them field position. And it was mostly about that defense, you know, like getting something out of a guy like Melvin Ingram, you know, a bunch of pressures. And yeah, the Bills were wounded. Yeah, the secondary, although they played very well considering the fact, like nobody had experience in that back end. The Bills had their chances to win this game. I mean, the Bills definitely had a chance to win this game. You look at the botched snap before the half where they had to fake spike it. That's 3 points there. Settle for a field goal in the low red. They miss a field goal. They drop a pick six. So the Bills are going to look back at this game the second time they play the Dolphins, and I think they're going to feel good about, you know, going down there, tough atmosphere, tough defense, tough team, and with everybody wounded, actually saying, hey, we had our chances. And so I'm really excited to look forward to the second meeting. I'm already circling this thing up in Buffalo, and I think this is the headline is, like, these two teams are going to really have a barn burner the next time they get together, and they're both contenders.
Yeah, I'm sure CBS is already protecting that game for Week 15 from an NBC Flex possibility. That is as good as it's going to get, one would think, based on what we've already seen over the first 3 weeks. And that's how I'm going to kind of flip the script on you a little bit, because this was my take at the top of the program, is that if I'm the Bills, I'm thinking this. Okay, so we're without our top defensive backs, plural, okay? And we're going into this game against Waddle and Hill and Tua after they just put it on the Ravens like they did. And, man, we went to the last drop in 100-degree weather. We're dropping like flies on a short week after a Monday night opener at home. And that's the only way we can get beaten this year, is that way, in division, on the road, in that circumstance. And the Bills aren't going to go undefeated. I don't think anybody is. And I take away a lot of positives for the Bills coming out of this
Giants
game.
The Giants are still undefeated, Rich.
That's true. So the Eagles are as well, we're currently talking about.
The NFC East is a juggernaut division. But I'm with you. I mean, like, I want to give the Dolphins their flowers, man. Like, this is a contending team. Like, I had them in the playoffs. I don't know that they're, like, the best team in the AFC. Like, some people are getting ready to jump out of the gym for these two performances, but they're a good football team. But if you're the Bills, who are the Super Bowl favorites, when they're at full strength, they are the Super Bowl favorites. They're looking back at this game. They're going to have a chip on their shoulder, and they're going to know that they could have won this football game in a lot of different ways, and they didn't. But they hung tough with a good team in 120-degree weather down there in a playoff-type atmosphere. So a lot of fun. Like, a new team has kind of arrived, it feels like. At least they're at the dance. And Miami's got a short week at Cincy Thursday night. So that's going to be really, really interesting because, you know, a game like that in Miami with that weather, that takes it out of you. I don't care if that's your home stadium. 120 degrees on the field is 120 degrees on the field. You get Cincy Thursday night, you're going to blitz Joe Burrow, you're going to heat him up. The Jets are probably a little the Bengals are probably a little fresher, no offense for having played the Jets. Mm-hmm. That's going to be a big barometer. Like, after these two big wings, can they come to play and kind of answer the bell again on Thursday night? That'll be fun.
Well, what did you make of Tua's back injury and how he came back from it?
The back of the head?
It's what it looked like to me, you know. And
I'm not calling Tua a liar, man. No, but I mean, honestly, you know, it feels like you went in the locker room and they were like, "Your back hurt this week, right?" And he's like, "Yeah, back hurt." But that was when Bridgewater came to the game and that three and out. You just felt like, okay, this is the Bills finally get a break. But Tua is a tough dude. We knew that about him. I mean, if it was the head, that's concerning. But if it's the back, you know, more power to him for playing through it. That game had a little of everything, man.
But have you ever seen a colleague of yours react to a back injury the way that Tua reacted to his on the field?
I reacted to a back injury like that last week. Got out of bed.
Chris Long, everybody.
My feet. And, okay. So I want to throw Tua a bone here. Maybe he's just got, he's got what I have.
Chris Long, the host of the Green Light Podcast right here on the Rich Eisen Show. So the Sunday night game, what did you make of that? What's your takeaway from the Broncos riding and the manner in which they did over the Niners?
My producer, Cowboy Reed, a Broncos fan, and I asked him, you know, in the morning, is it let's ride or let's hide? Because, like, it feels like a little more let's hide even after a win. Like, I don't feel like you feel better as a Broncos fan because you're waiting for this breakout game. You know, you're thinking, okay, they've moved the ball between the 20s, right? They've been bad in the red zone. The coach is making questionable decisions, but they'll get it going. Russ, not on target. I mean, made a couple nice throws late to win them that ball game. But I think the lead for me is, and I have the Niners in the Super Bowl. I had them in the Super Bowl to start the season out of the NFC. I think a lot of people are sleeping on them. Some of the biggest question marks they actually have worked towards answering, like the interior of their offensive line, that sort of thing. But Jimmy G, no training camp. Jimmy G, you know, a spot start against the Seahawks. This is a road game. It's a tough defense. Chubb, Gregory, it's a totally different feel for him. So I'm not going to panic yet about the Niners offense because of Jimmy G. What I am going to panic about with the Niners offense is Trent Williams going down. Like, that to me was the most significant thing that happened in that game. You know, that's the type of thing that can affect a contending team and make them not so. You know, like, you saw what happened to that offense the minute he left the field. And I was talking to my brother Kyle on Greenlight earlier about this. And, you know, he was pointing out just all the ways that Trent Williams changes a football game for an offense. I mean, in the run game, the things you're able to do, trapping, you know, the opposite defensive end, get him out in space. He's pulling. Obviously, you don't have to help him in protection. So really tough blow for them to lose Trent Williams, but an awful game to watch, man. An awful game to watch. I joked that, you know, I was chasing a little bit yesterday, and I actually bet the Niners in the over. I want to whisper that. But, yeah, it's one of those things. I wish I had an Eric Bieniemy to get me off the field at halftime and say, like, we're good. Let's go to the locker room. That was that game for me last night, and it was awful to watch.
Chris Long, Greenlight podcast host here on the Rich Eisen Show on a Monday, as he has kindly agreed to do for the rest of this season. So the Eagles, man, they are being bandied about as the most complete team in football through the first 3 weeks. Would you agree with that assessment, Chris Long?
I still think the Bills are the best team in football. Like, we can argue about, like, who's the most complete and all that, but the Eagles, man, the missing piece for them was, you know, you upgrade linebacker, your corners are playing lights out. Darius Slay having like a defensive player of the year type year if he plays like he played last week against Justin Jefferson. But they just were dominant up front. I mean, you know, these guys, I think they had 4 or 5 sacks in the first quarter. And this is a group that, you know, hadn't been getting home so much relative to the hype and the expectation. You know, you got Fletcher Cox, you have Brandon Graham, who had 2.5. You have Josh Sweat, who's, you know, a first round pick in my mind. He's a top 5 pick, but he had the knee injury, so he slid a little bit. I mean, you've got Hassan Reddick, who finally got on the board yesterday, a bunch of young talent. You know, can't forget Hargrave. So, like, they're a really good group up front, but they hadn't gotten home. And when you play Carson Wentz, sometimes that's the cure. Because he's going to hold on to the football. And I think for the Eagles D-line, you saw Carson hugging up people before the game. And there's no love, there's no bad blood. But I certainly remember being on the sideline and thinking, I'd love to rush Carson Wentz. He does hold on to the ball. So if you're an Eagle, it's kind of like a fantasy comes true. You know, you watch Carson take sacks in at the link, and now you get to rush him, and they make the most of it. And that game was over pretty quick. So the Eagles are complete. I love the tight end play they get from Dallas Goedert. They don't get enough credit. He doesn't get enough credit. A.J. Brown's a big deal. But Jalen Hurts, man, just doing what he's asked to do and being consistent in doing it. I mean, sure, there were guys opening against Minnesota, but he was putting that ball on target. So I think they got to be considered, especially after the Trent Williams injury, probably the clubhouse leader in the NFC when it comes to like a chance to get to the big game.
So we're now going to enter the you can only choose one portion of the sports talk radio conversation we're having right now, Chris Long.
I love that.
Okay, you can only choose one. The Battle of the Bays, as to who emerged yesterday. I know it came down to it. It was really tight. Green Bay or Tampa Bay, which one? You can only choose one to go the distance, and I know you just mentioned the Niners, and there's still the Rams, and I know the Eagles, but you can only choose one of those two. Which one do you choose after 3 weeks, Chris Long?
I got the pat. I this isn't reactive. If Tom Brady hit that 2-point conversion and they go in and win in overtime, I'd still say the Packers. I don't believe in the Bucs offense. I mean, like, I respect the greatness of Tom Brady. He's the GOAT. But, you know, it's a thin line. I've been saying this all offseason. You need to make some acquisitions. You know, Julio Jones, Rudolph, Gage. But, you know, like, you're missing Gronk. You know, Godwin's coming off an ACL. Julio Jones has already missed time. It kind of is going how I figured. You know, the line is too thin between, damn, this team might have a lot of weapons, and like, I don't know who they're throwing the ball to. You know, at the end of that ball game, they really had to work for it to get in the end zone. And I just remember sitting there and thinking, a lot of the same way I was thinking about the Chiefs in the red zone yesterday at times, you know, this used to be easier for them. You know, it feels like more of a struggle. And I think Green Bay figures it out. I mean, this isn't reactive. I've been saying this for 3 weeks. You know, relax, man. Like, they lose to a division rival who beats them with regularity in the Vikings. You know, Lazard is out. They look kind of hapless. They struggle through the Bears a little bit. But it takes time. And Romeo Doubs, who I had on my damn bench in fantasy after I bragged about stealing him in the ninth, or whatever it was, which is not a steal at all, people tell me, had a big game last night, and Lazard looked good. And even if they don't get big numbers on the ground, they can run the football. And just committing to that. And the defense, man, Rashawn Gary coming along, I know you love that.
Mm-hmm.
I believe in the Packers. I'm not saying they're the best team in the NFC, but they're not going to go away.
Okay, so you can only choose one in the AFC South, the Colts, who just shocked the Chiefs, or the Jaguars, who just put it on the Chargers after shutting out the Colts. They are now 2-1. You can only choose one.
Can I bite the cheese here? I'm going to bite the cheese. I'm going to go with the Jags, man. And part of that is it's a homer pick for me. It's not a pick I made a month ago.
Mm-hmm.
But that's why preseason predictions suck, Rich, because nobody knows anything. So, like, you know, like, who cares if you get something right or get something wrong? Who knew that the Jaguars were going to look this good? You know, like, who really knew? I knew that they got some nice edge rushers. Josh Allen had a really nice day yesterday. But they really took it to the Chargers. And Chargers had some drops early where they could have stayed in that football game. But the Jags, if you go back and watch their Indy game last week, and I got to really dig into this Chargers game, they're just so fun to watch offensively. You know, like, we made fun of the Christian Kirk signing, right? He's paid dividends. He's getting touchdowns out of the backfield. You know, a bunch of motion. Doug's doing a great job of getting people open, but also occupying eyes. You know, I think they were top five in the league in motion through the first 2 weeks. It probably hasn't changed after the Chargers. He's constantly gaming and getting advantages. Evan Ingram's getting involved, who Giants fans will remember. That was a little frustrating at times. But they look fun, and Trevor Lawrence looks a little more settled in. That was a big boy win for them. Yeah, I would go Jags.
Okay. And I guess the emotional pick is because it's Doug Peterson there, because you know, I had a conversation just on this show in the segment before, Chris, talking about how, look, we all know that Doug Peterson is going to add something to the mix, but part of the benefit for him in Jacksonville is he's not Urban Meyer. And I pointed out how last year the game that the Jaguars had in SoFi, that's the one where James Robinson got benched for fumbling and Trevor Lawrence went up to Urban Meyer and saying, where is he? And he got put back in the game, and then Urban denied benching him to the media. And that was when the players reportedly went up to the Rams after the game and said, please save us, get us out of here. And now they return to the same stadium and just spank the Chargers with Robinson scoring from midfield, running it in.
On fourth and one, which is where you get a lot of great, you know, that was the nail in the coffin too. But, you know, you get a lot of big explosive runs on fourth and one. You know, everybody's in the box, and, you know, you make one guy miss and you're out the gate. But I just love Doug's aggressiveness. And also, you know, yesterday early, he was aggressive on fourth and medium, and then he laid up, as you saw the kind of tempo of that football game. He's a great head coach. I think when you look at Trevor Lawrence, you know, getting the ball out really fast yesterday against the rush with Joey Bosa was down early. That was a big deal. But, you know, if you get the ball out quick, Doug's probably licking his chops, because the last guy he had to deal with was Carson. We just talked about how long he's holding on to the football. Like, Doug, if Doug can have an efficient quarterback that gets the ball where he needs to get it, he's decisive. You can work around the perceived protection problems. But, yeah, the reason the Colts, for me, that's a good win yesterday. They got a really good defense. Gus Bradley called a good game. But the Chiefs had a bunch of chances to win that football game. You know, so I'm not going to take too much from that game. I know they missed the rookie Pierce, the wideout, but I don't think I'm gonna I don't think I'm believing in the Colts just yet.
Well, and I guess then the last thing for you, that Chiefs-Colts game did turn significantly on a personal, and I guess an unsportsmanlike conduct penalty on Chris Jones, and it looked like he said something to Matt Ryan after he sacked Ryan and the Chiefs were going to get off the field and then didn't, and then they lost. What do you think happened there? What's your best guess on somebody who's been in those phrases before?
Man, it had to be bad. Maybe he said 28-3 or something, and the ref was like, "That is just too. That is just too much." And, you know, Matty Ice, wow. Guy, I contend that he didn't lose that Super Bowl. No one should hold that Super Bowl over his head or against him. But maybe Chris Jones did or something. Because I'm like, what the hell could you say? You know, he was so calm with whatever he said. It must have been. There's two things I really want to know. Like, what did Lattimore say to Brady last week, right? We talked about that.
Yes, yes.
And then is our fly on the wall. Is like, what did Chris Jones say to Matt Ryan? But, you know, the Chiefs had chances. They dropped the ball on 3rd and 7 in the end zone. The special teams, I count 14 points with the muff that they gave up on special teams. You know, they had to run a fake field goal because they had no faith in their kicker. They get Bucker back. They figure some things out offensively. I'm not panicking about the Chiefs because they play good defense. But the Colts, man, like, I'm not going to take too much from that win.
So who's on Green Light Pod this week? What do you got? What do you got set up?
Yeah, I know. Well, we got a guest on Wednesday that, mm-hmm. if this guest comes through, he's one of the best. You know, Rich, do you give away the guest a day or two before? Do you ever worry, sure. that people are going to flake?
Well, well, it depends. Do you know this person?
I know the person.
Okay.
You know, he's playing football right now. He's one, okay. of the best football players in the history of the game.
Okay.
Defensive. He's an edge guy.
Okay.
And he's probably going to come on Wednesday. So I, you know, I'm playing.
Did he win or lose this week? Did he win or lose? Because sometimes guys don't like to come on after they come up with the L.
That's a great question, and he lost. So, yeah. I mean, that could narrow it down. But
I like Vaughn. I think Vaughn's going to come on. I think Vaughn.
We're hoping to have Vaughn on.
Yes! Come on, Vaughn. He'll come through. Yeah. Vaughn will come
but
through.
But you know what? Like Vaughn's the type of guy that he's not going to hide after a
right.
loss. I mean, I'm not saying he
okay.
would, but
no.
You know, you never know. But we were hoping to have Vaughn on this week, and then we've okay. got some more more fun lined up late in the week with Stanford Steve, as usual, on Friday and that sort of thing. So.
Fantastic. And then you chopped it up with your brother after week three. So everybody should check that out. Green Light Pod with Chris Long right here on the Rich Eisen Show. Check out the pod. Go hit the RSS feed. Go hit the follow and all of that good stuff at Joel91 on Twitter and La Flama Blanca on Instagram.
Yeah. That's IG shout out, Rich.
That's it, man. That's it. I cover all the bases best
check
I can.
Check out my reels, guys. I got a TikTok too, I think.
By the way, we need to make a T-shirt out of that. Check out my reels, guys. Check that out.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for the call, Chris Long. You're the best.
Rich,
thank you, sir.
Good talking to you. See you, buddy.
Two-time Super Bowl champ, Chris Long. Check out the Green Light Podcast right here on Mondays on the Rich Eisen Show. You can listen to the NFL in the NFL app, on the Odyssey app, on WestwoodOneSports.com via Westwood One Station Streams, or by asking Alexa to open Westwood One Sports, sponsored by AutoZone. We'll take a break. Overreaction Monday and phone calls 844-204-RICH, number to dial. It's NBA Media Day. Oh, there's lots of sound bites that we're trying to get for you. 2000, 2008, 2022. When it comes to the economy, those are some scary years. Dot-com crash, housing crash, and the roller coaster we're kind of going through right now. One thing is certain, it's a dangerous time to not know your numbers, but over 31,000 businesses have the confidence and clarity they need because they rely on NetSuite by Oracle, the number one cloud financial system. NetSuite gives you visibility and control of your financials, inventory, HR, planning, and budgeting so you can manage risk, get reliable forecasts, and improve margins. Everything you need all in one place. So how do you prepare for uncertain times? The answer is simple. NetSuite. It's why 93% of customers say they improve their visibility and control when they upgraded to NetSuite. So what are you waiting for? Right now, NetSuite is offering a one-of-a-kind flexible financing program. Head to netsuite.com/richpod right now. netsuite.com/richpod. netsuite.com/richpod.
Come join TV's Ross Matthews every Thursday on his new podcast, Hello, Ross.
Hi, I'm Ross Matthews, and I am so excited to tell you about my brand new podcast, Hello, Ross.
You know, I just said that.
Yeah, I know. I was just saying it again to emphasize the name of my new podcast. It's Hello, Ross.
Look, you only have like 30 seconds to tell them about the new podcast, Hello, Ross. You have to tell them about the celebrity guests, the interesting people with cool stories to tell, and it's new every Thursday. Go ahead.
You never know who's going to pop by to say Hello, Ross. It could be an Oscar winner, the star of your favorite show, even my dental hygienist.
Really?
No, she's fascinating.
Okay. Anyone else?
One time I was at a dinner party and the lady across from me, turns out she was a dominatrix. Ooh, that's gonna hurt. I've been a naughty boy.
Huh. Are you going to ask?
We're gonna go there.
For reals?
And there.
For real reals?
You better stretch.
I better stretch? What the heck?
On our show, nothing's off limits. I'm gonna ask that question.
No.
And that question.
No.
And I'm gonna get away with it.
Oh boy.
So it's like Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, right? Except think of it Mr. Matthews' Gaberhood. Oh, that sounds fun.
You know, that actually does sound fun.
And it's on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Wait, that's my line. Hello, Ross, available on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Okay, now you just repeated me.
We are so over our time limit.
Oh, that's a bummer.
We're back here on the Rich Eisen Show Terrestrial Radio Network. The voice you're hearing laughing is a man who just surprised us in the middle of our show, joining us here live on the Rich Eisen Show set, looking as great as ever. Michael,
well, appreciate
Lerman.
That, bud. I appreciate
that. Look
at you.
You're on the Roku channel for the first time.
Yeah, man. Glad to be here, man. I was,
this
you know,
great.
I was leaving, and I figured you didn't know, Rich, that I was here, right? Because when he hit me, he said, man, can you call in the show? I was like, when, tomorrow? He said, tomorrow. I said, I'm going to be flying. I said, well, okay, yeah, sweet. Then I just stopped texting. He assumed you.
Oh, Susie?
He assumed I put her in the cross. I said, Susie, I'm going to crash his. You know, I said,
okay, for good.
Right. She said, oh, she's a hit back. Love it. I said, absolutely.
Okay.
I'm going to crash it. So,
fantastic.
Yeah, I can't even stop by, man. Since we were here and the Cowboys are playing tonight,
yes,
so much is going on,
yes,
man. So much to talk about. I was like, yeah, this is a great time right now.
Okay.
It's a great time.
You feeling good?
I feel great right now, man. I feel great. Football's great. Miami, God almighty. Miami beat Buffalo.
How about that one?
Whew. Man, Jalen Hurts looks like, you know, would you guys have played, made as much fun of me if I had picked Jalen Hurts as my projected MVP?
No.
Because now,
cousins, Irv.
I know, but which would, if I had said Jalen Hurts, you'd have made even more fun of me. But boy,
no.
Jalen Hurts is right now.
Hold on a second. No, we're big Jalen Hurts fans on the show. Hold on.
Okay, but the Jalen Hurts fans now, but that doesn't mean, oh, they ain't loud enough?
No,
thank you.
I've never experienced anyone saying I wasn't loud enough.
No,
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
That was a new, you know what I mean?
No, you're addressing the studio space, so go ahead.
Yeah. But I've never, you know, I never heard anyone think in any way that this kid will be anywhere near a possibility of getting anywhere near that MVP, and he really is. I mean, you would say Lamar's probably out there, but Jalen Hurts is right there, too.
You know who's there, too? You got to give him some prop. Tua.
Yeah, Tua's there.
How could Tua not? Come on now.
But Tua has received some wins. Jalen Hurts has conceived every win. He made it happen. Tua was just riding along, some of them happening. Like last week, that was defense. Oh my God! That Miami
just yesterday
defense.
Talking about yesterday.
Yesterday, last week.
But
last
he also
week.
He
yesterday
also game. Okay.
That
all
was
right.
A great defense, but he did make some plays that he needed to make going to Waddle and making some incredible plays.
All so, right, so I'm giving you a mulligan, unless you want to stick with Kirk
Cousins.
You're sticking
with
Kirk Cousins.
Wait. Kirk Cousins made some plays and brought a team back yesterday. Threw for 270 yards, something like that. 270, and threw a last that game winning touchdown to KJ, my boy, my University of Miami, Osborne. So yes, I've still got him in the hunt. Yeah, we had a
you're not taking him mulligan.
We had a poor week two, and I don't just put all of that week two on him. You know how much I love Justin Jefferson. I'm gonna put some of that on you, JJ, and some on KO on the OC. North Turner would always tell me they were going up against Darius Slade Jr. over there, right? And Slade did some things.
Yes.
Sat in that rocking chair and they took out Justin Jefferson. Justin Jefferson and KO, head coach over there, OC, you got to not let that happen. You killed that game the moment you let anybody take out your top target, because now you're telling the rest of the offense, we playing handicap. We're not even going to try to go to him anymore. We got to let him. He says, taking out your goal. I played Darrell Green and Deion Sanders, Rod Woods, and North Turner would always say, there's no way I can let them take you out. And that's on him, too. There's no way. You're not seeing Sean McVay let anybody take Cooper Kupp out. He finds a way to keep Cooper Kupp involved because it gives the rest of the offense confidence. We got a shot. Our guy is doing something. You got to know this on your way to championship, or you got to turn into the Rich Eisen show and get it from Mike Irvin, or God is telling you. That's what I'm talking
Michael
about.
Michael Irvin is showing up.
Preach, brother. Preach.
Michael Irvin is showing up.
That's the fire.
That's just a whole. But I also know the way you operate, Michael Irvin. That is all just to throw us off the scent of him actually choosing Kirk Cousins as MVP for this year. That's just his way of throwing us off the scent. And you will not take a mulligan. I'm giving you an opportunity for a mulligan, and you are not taking it.
It's still early. And this is a new offense he's playing. This is a new offense. This is why I give him this is a new offense. Remember how it took even Aaron Rodgers a little while to learn and get a hold of that new offense. Yeah. It's taking right now Russell Wilson a little while to get a hold of that offense. The great ones have trouble getting a hold of offenses, you know. So just give him another two games. He's climbed back out the hole he set in week two. Let's see over the next 2 weeks and ask me if I want a mulligan.
Okay. You know, you may have missed it, Irv, because you were wrapping up on First Take. In hour one, I was saying that the offense that you're referring to, the Russell Wilson run Broncos offense, watching him struggle for three quarters and everybody's booing. And then he finally just turns it on at the end to win it. And then it's so suddenly positive after the game, as if those three quarters of struggling didn't happen. I'm like, where can I put my finger on that before? You were with me. It was Tebow time on that Thursday Night Football.
Yeah.
Didn't that look like
I know
people are like, oh, I'm comparing Russ to
Rich,
Tebow time.
Rich?
But it was
a ping. That's a ping.
I was like last night, I'm like, where have I seen this before? Right. This looks so familiar to me. You were standing right next to me when the Jets were going. And I was sitting there like, I turned around, I'm like, how are we not beating up on these Broncos? Because like, defense is pretty good. Well, then how are the Broncos not doing it when they got Demaryius Thomas and Eric Decker? Right. Well, the quarterback's throwing it all over the place. And the offense might not be that. Boo. And then, boom.
Oh, that would be a great tease. Coming up next on the Rich Eisen Show.
Yes, sir.
Tim Tebow. Russell Wilson, the same. That next.
The same.
I know.
That next.
I know. That'll be a hot take. That's a hot take.
I'm tuning in to hear that right there. You know what I'm saying?
After these words from Auto Zone. It's called a hot take. All right. So yesterday you also said on Game Day Morning. That's why I love this. Now
but I do believe Russell would get it right. We got to understand. And I tell you, everybody can't fit in every system and make it work. Great. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Aaron Rodgers has a certain talent that he can probably move in any system because he has the real talent playing quarterback and getting that ball out. He has everything. Russell Wilson has a unique talent. Man, he knows how to buy time and move around and keep his eyes upfield and make plays upfield.
Great deep throw, too. Great deep throw.
So now you're trying to put him in all of this system stuff. All of this system stuff would take away his natural stuff. So now you really have Clark Kent playing quarterback instead of your Superman who you thought you got from Seattle because you're making him keep on his glasses and take off his cape.
I love that analogy. That's great. And I love the fact that you're here now. I could follow up on things that you were saying on Game Day Morning yesterday. You said that Brady would lift his guys up more than Rodgers, because Rodgers, you said Brady's a lifter.
Rodgers a drifter.
You called Rodgers a drifter.
I was nice with drifting.
The drifter put up 14 that stood the test.
With his top guys. He put up 14 points with his top guys. Brady, he's 45 years old. He was trying to win with his fourth and fifth receiver. I don't know why he wanted to do all these four and five. His top three receivers were gone. Russell Gage is four, and Scotty Miller number five, Rashad Perriman is six. He's 45. He said, I'm going to try to beat you with my 45th receiver since I'm 45. And he almost did it. He almost did it. So come on, man. That's the best. Green Bay was at his ceiling. We can honestly say Tom Brady was playing at his floor.
So you would take Tampa right over
now,
Green Bay
right now
for the long run?
Right now.
Long run.
Right now. And I'll take any one of those other dudes. You can give me Julio. You can give me Godwin. You can give me Evans. I ain't going to be green and ice for all three at one time. Just give me one. And I win that game yesterday. Just one. I go get drunk. Go get drunk out of practice. And I win that game yesterday. Give me anything.
Michael Irvin here on the Rich Eisen Show. What happens tonight, Mike?
Man, listen.
What happens tonight?
Boy, if Cooper Rush can win this game. Let me float around in the hyperbole just for a moment.
You may do it. You may float.
And Jerry already laid it out about the possible quarterback controversy.
Well, you know what he was doing there. You know what he was doing there.
It was brilliant. It was brilliant.
Just to put me in a position. Go ahead and try Cooper Rush. I would love for you to put me in a position.
And also, Rich.
Yeah.
Sharing to the locker room that there's opportunity here. There's hope. I'll never forget, and Jerry remembers this because every time I'm around, he tells this story. Mm-hmm. I'll never forget when we were sitting right there in SoFi when they were playing, the Cowboys were playing, and Dak Prescott was on that football field, and Dak had just thrown a touchdown to Dez, and we had the year before where Romo was hurt, mm-hmm. and we had brought in all the backups. Right? And they were talking about signing a backup. I'm not another one of them. I mean, we had every backup. Brandon Weeden, they were all just, it was the worst season in the world. It was nothing. It was the worst season in the world. And we just found this kid. And he threw a pass. And Jerry was talking to me about, I'm thinking about looking at bringing in some people. I said, Jerry, stop. Let's watch this game. Dak threw that touchdown. Jerry was looking, he said, man, was that not a pass? That's not a throw. I said, Jerry, that's not what you should be looking at. I said, look at the sideline. Every player is toward the line. Every player right now is toward the line watching Dak because they're looking for hope. I said, Jerry, we don't need any more backups because last year killed all the hope in any backup.
This is the year that he was in for Romo.
I said hope will dictate effort over the whole football team. Yeah. And they got hope.
Yeah.
They got hope in Dak. Jerry right now is trying to use that to give to his locker room. It's possible we can do this with Cooper Rush. I know it. I've seen it before. He's trying to give them hope so he can dictate their effort in tonight's game and in the games past this. I'm not saying he did anything wrong.
I don't think so either. I thought
it was brilliant.
You know, and I knew that people would take the cheese and saying, well, Dak may not get the job back. Dak's getting the job back. He just wants to be put in the position of okay, we're 6-1 when we're giving it back.
Right.
Like that, we're 5-1, or 5-2, or what have you. Like that's what he's looking for.
And I love Cowboys more than anybody and everybody, man, but I got a lot of things I'm going to have to put on the tray when it comes time for me to stand before God and answer to. I ain't going to be making this lie one of them. We ain't going to win no 6 straight games. I ain't going to make this. I ain't going to put this on the tray. I got so many things I'm going to have to ask forgiveness for, but it won't be this God. You understand? So we can stop that one right there. All I need is Cooper Rush to do is split these things. If he plays in 4, I need him to win 2. If he plays in 6, I need him to win 3. That's all I gave the truth right here, God. We'll talk about all the other stuff when I get up there with you. I just told the truth.
Testify.
I ain't gonna answer for that one. I ain't gonna answer for that one. Y'all gotta give me something else. I gotta answer that one.
You're preaching to that choir in the corner right there.
Hey, man. You know what I'm saying, dog? They be trying to get us, dog. Because we gotta watch it now. Worst thing we can do is ride these peaks and valleys of a roller coaster. You know what I mean? We got to try to find steady waters in raging waters. Right now, raging waters without your top quarterback. But how can you find steady water and get to your promised land? That's what we're trying to do. So just go down the middle of the pack, man. Split this thing. I want to win tonight, though. We need to win tonight. Because now, if you're going to split, you need to win the division games. In order for this plan to work, I would rather him have lost to Cincinnati and come back and beat the Giants than beat Cincinnati and come back and lose to the Giants. Yeah. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, for all the main reasons. This is division. This is NFC. We're going to need this win. this win, this loss here hurts more than last week's loss. So you got to win this game right here.
So how long do I have you for?
Which I'm just kicking with you, man.
Rich, no, you know, like to the end of the hour? Can I get you to the end of the hour?
Yeah, we do.
Is that fine? Is that fine?
Yeah, that's fine, man. Okay. Come on, man.
All right, let's take a break. Man. Let's take a break. Michael Irvin's going to be hanging with us the end of the hour.
Good.
How great is this? This is amazing.
Just the shock on your face when you heard that voice, man.
It was amazing. I don't usually get surprised. Certainly sitting here on this show, I'm a control freak, as you know, while hosting this program. All right, let's take a break. A man who I love so dearly. Yeah. And I would say that even if he wasn't looking at me with a big smile on his face. Michael Irvin, when we come back on the Roku channel and more. Michael Irvin is here. When you become a member of Navy Federal Credit Union, life gets better. One big thing that gets better is buying a car. See, Navy Federal created a fully loaded car buying experience where you can finance, buy, protect, and enjoy your auto purchase all from one convenient place. They offer great auto loan rates too, folks. So your pre-approval is good for 90 days. That way, you know what you can afford while you shop. Just imagine how much of a peace of mind you have on all of that. You could even shop for new and used cars with Navy Federal's car buying service powered by TrueCar. Also, you can get exclusive member savings with Carfax, SiriusXM, and more. And because it's Navy Federal, they're always available with 24/7 member service representatives to answer any questions. Learn more at NavyFederal.org/carbuying. That's NavyFederal.org/carbuying. Credit and collateral subject to approval. Navy Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA. Michael Irvin, let's do it this way. Which 2-1 team are you concerned about the most? I'll give you some options right here. Okay, you've got the Browns. Okay, you've got the Chiefs. Okay, you've got 2-1 team. I guess would be the Rams. 2-1 are the Bucks. 2-1 is the Vikings. Out of all of those. Which 2-1 team are you most
concerned? Which will I be concerned about the most?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm really concerned, overly concerned about any one of those 2-1 teams.
All right.
You know what I mean? The Broncos. If you want to talk concern, you could talk about the Broncos in the sense that that was some horrible football watching last night.
Okay, so let me flip the script then. Let me stop that.
But they still found a way to win in the end.
Sure.
And you can extrapolate like, when they really get a grasp, maybe, of that offense, maybe they could do something.
What is your sense, Michael Irvin, on the 49ers? Because I mentioned earlier that Jimmy G in the first half showed you why, this team was smart to keep Jimmy G.
Right.
Okay, this is why everybody thought Jimmy G might create a problem if Lance struggled because of that Jimmy G. And then in the second half, we saw stuff from Jimmy G, which is like, that's why they gave up all those picks to start the clock on the end of his reign.
Right.
To go draft Trey Lance. So how concerned are you about the 1-2 49ers?
Right.
The
ball dropping right in front of we asked Jimmy G to handle a lot over the last few months.
Yes.
I'm going to hope, because I was prepared, and according to what I see, to say, boy, now this team is, this team, again, vote right back to the top of the NFC. You know, if Jimmy G played anything like even the customary Jimmy G plays, he was just off in a bad way last night. But you can understand that. You're talking about peaks and valleys. This man has been through some peaks and valleys over the last few months. And now to have his team back, after saying, get out, we don't think you're worth it or whatever. I know it's all nice, everybody love each other, but it's still, you told me to get out. So, I'm going to give him a pass on last night.
Okay.
Because that's a hell of a way to come back from. And I'm sure he was overwhelmed in that game with all of this, man. Because he said, I feel freer than I've ever felt before. But then I felt he played tighter than I ever saw him before. You see what I mean? Mm-hmm. He's skipping that ball. He didn't want to throw any interceptions because he felt I was already out the door. I don't want to be out the door. So I want to wait and see and give him one more week and see if he can climb back to where I think they will be, which is one of the top teams in the NFC, if Jimmy G gives them anything close to what he has prior to going through what he went through this last year.
So you're
going to
give them a pass? You gave Brady a pass.
I gave Brady a pass. He deserves a pass.
Of course. I would agree with that.
Yep.
Okay. And you're sticking with Kirk Cousins as your MVP choice.
But I'm going to tell you something, man. Mm-hmm. And I love going through things But, boy, and the reason I brought up Jalen Hurts, it's one thing I see on the football field. But when you are a great leader, there are certain things you do that you inject in your team or you give to your people that they can feed off of all the time. And I heard something he said that I said, oh, my God. And then I saw that damn Batman cape on the sideline. I said, oh, my God.
Yeah, what is that?
Dude, that's a great idea. All Batman's no Robins. Now, coming off this quote, this saying that I heard Jalen Hurts said, I get chills thinking about it. He said, I said to all my playmakers, we cannot just feel the temperature in the room. We must be the thermometer. Oh, snap! Oh, do y'all get how great that is? Oh, snap! All of my playmakers. We can't just receive what's going on in the game. We gonna set the tone every Sunday out here. And then they put that damn tape on every time one of them make a play. I saw Devontae Smith jumping up, taking balls down like he was the 6'5 Arthur Juan Brown. I said, oh, God, this is ugly. This is ugly. What is going on? And that quote, we cannot just feel the temperature in the room. We must be the thermometer. Something like that on top of them capes. I'm sorry. Somebody better do something about what I'm seeing. That's all I'm saying.
Well, I'll tell you what. I love the kid. And I know you're all about distance travel. And you're about stories.
It's incredible.
About what happened in Alabama where he was the guy. And then he's no longer the guy in the middle of the national championship game. And then he doesn't transfer. And then he sticks around. And then he transfers. And then he goes to a spot like Oklahoma. And he says, I'm going to change the culture there.
Right.
Right?
Right.
And then he doesn't win the Heisman. And everybody thinks, well, he finally broke up the Heisman streak at quarterbacks there. So he's not worth that much. And then the Eagles say, you're worth a second round draft choice. And everyone in Philadelphia is saying, why is this kid a second round draft choice? And now he's doing what he's doing right now.
That's some distance travel.
Damn straight it is.
That's some great distance travel.
I love his story, and I love what he's doing.
You see it. Yeah, you see it.
Want to take temperature right there? That's the thermometer.
When you can talk to people like that, man, it's insane.
I'm with you.
And you see it happening. And it is a beautiful thing to watch. It is a beautiful thing to watch. Yeah, and we all got competition. And you look at it, I want to beat your team. You want to beat my team. But we can all glean some inspiration from those kind of things, you know what I'm saying? Where everybody told you you couldn't do it. That's why I ain't got no problem with what Lamar Jackson's doing. Saying, no, I bet on myself. I bet on myself this far. I didn't listen to y'all when y'all told me to go play running back and all that. Why should I listen to y'all when y'all tell me now? That's okay. That's why certain people like this do certain things. They are like this. These are the people that risk going too far. And the greatest quote, another great quote says, only those who have risked going too far knows how far we can really go. So I can applaud that.
Michael Irvin, I applaud you for being here on the show. Thank you.
I appreciate that time, man.
What a surprise. Michael Irvin here. We're still on Roku for another minute and a half. Chris in South Carolina wants to say something to you, Michael Irvin. Go put him online, too. What's up, Chris? You got Michael Irvin. We got about 90 seconds.
I'll take your 90 seconds. I'm talking with Rich Eisen and Michael Irvin, the pillars of my 90s growing up. It was a dream of mine. I just want to say, as a diehard from high school, pain and sorrow, and to hear him talk about Jalen Hurts ago, Michael
Irvin's
not that bad of a guy.
All right. You got something for him? You got something real quick? What do you think?
That's all I wanted to say.
Okay.
Well, I appreciate it, buddy.
Very good.
I appreciate it.
His cell kind of blew up right there in the middle, too.
I think he was saying he was an Eagles fan, didn't like Mike Irvin.
I got to give the real. You know what I'm saying?
I know.
And a young man like that, because there's so many young men like him in the ghettos that I came from and some of the areas I'm sure he had to deal with that needs that kind of inspiration and motivation. So regardless of what helmet you're wearing, I still got illuminated to try to get to those young men.
All right.
What Monday you mean night football. Where are you watching the game? The window.
Yeah, well, that's right. Where are you watching the game?
I'm going to have to do this. I have to do these kind of things by myself. You know, don't know. So,
you need solitude.
Really, I need to watch a Cowboys game with Irv at some point.
I would like that. Just going content. Boy. That's called content.
I didn't need Cooper Rush to rush out of the locker room, rush down the field with two early scores like he did last week. If he can do that, we'll take the rush out of the bike, out of the Giants, and we may end up, you know, rush winning his first three starts.
Thanks for coming on, Michael.
Absolutely, my brother. Love Appreciate you. It, man. Love you, too.
For the real story behind some of wrestling's biggest moments, it's Something to Wrestle with Bruce Pritchard and Conrad Thompson, too.
All-time Hogan opponents, Macho Man's got to be in the conversation. Where's Andre for you?
I've always said Andre was number one.
Wow.
Because even going back before, you know, Hulk Hogan was a babyface, Hulk and Andre were able to go in and headline at the New Orleans Superdome, at Shea Stadium in Japan. Wherever they went, that was an attraction.
Something to Wrestle with Bruce Pritchard. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.